It was wrong. It was a manifest injustice. But it was more than that, because there were injustices all over the world. But this injustice had been institutionalised. You had the full weight of a country behind entrenching racial inequality. And I thought that if I was prepared to let that just pass without lifting a finger, what right would I have to have a say on racial equality and the need for racial justice in this country or in any other setting? It was a personal thing for me. As a black person, it was absolutely essential that I and other black people got involved in the movement. I also understood very clearly that there was a risk of the anti-apartheid movement being caricatured as the sole province of comfortable middle-class white people. And that would have been fatal for the organisation. It was absolutely essential that black people were visible and active in that movement. The anti-apartheid movement themselves, they understood that very clearly. And I think any look at the governance structures, board and staffing would demonstrate that they were committed to addressing this perception. In a sense, this was my contribution.